Coming at you from the Steel City, you're listening to Poor Man's Podcast, Pittsburgh's premier comedy podcast. Your weekly dose of humor, hosted by Chris Hopper and with a new special guest each week. And here's your host, Chris Hopper.
Woo! Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Poor Man's Podcast. I'm your host, Chris. Along with me this week, we have the beautiful Shaylee Baby. Shay, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing lovely. How are you, Chris?
It's great. It's great to hear your voice.
I know, I'm happy to be here.
But we can hear some heavy breathing. Who is that on the line? Is that the egghead joining us?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Welcome.
The egghead, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see the ratings rocket, I'm sure. But egghead is back. Egghead, how have you been for the last couple weeks?
Pretty good. Glad to be back. Wish I could be in studio. Sounds like we got a great show lined up.
But, it does. It does sound great with Pittsburgh Heli tonight, everybody.
Woo!
So Pavel and Natalia, from what they told me, will be in tonight. But please do tell us, egghead.
So, I was on vacation, and the other week, I forget what happened. I think there was a mix-up in the scheduling.
Yeah, no, that was more my fault. I thought you were going on vacation that week, and we had five people and four microphones, and it was already overfilled. So, we didn't want the egghead to be Humpty Dumpty and not have a seat. I don't know where those going to go.
I'm like picturing like Chris, I'm just in the picturing middle egghead. Of like me and egghead and like all of us like trying to like go back and forth.
It would.
On the
it
mic.
Would be like a gymnast pyramid by the end of that. We were already sitting on top of. Well, speaking of which, from that day.
Oh my goodness!
Congratulations is due
congrats.
To Anne Casper and to Chance Humphrey, Emmy winners.
Yeah.
Egghead.
Woo!
So,
wow.
Yeah, you missed a good show.
Congratulations.
They won
you guys.
An Emmy for the show.
You deserve
for,
it.
For the Poor Man's Podcast without the egghead.
Absolutely.
No, they won an Emmy for Arts and Entertainment Short Form Content, Mid-Atlantic Emmy, WQED for Chance's document, the one about him, Keep Pittsburgh Dope.
Woo! Good job, you
I
guys.
I believe Anne produced it.
Yeah, she did. Yes, yeah. You were exactly right.
So congratulations to them both.
You guys deserve that, totally.
I saw Chance the other day walking through Bellevue.
Really?
Yeah, I went up, and I highly recommend this taco place to anybody in Bellevue or in the city, 202 Hometown Tacos. I went there twice last week.
I saw pictures. It looked amazing.
It was very good.
It looked so good.
I got like a buffalo chicken taco, and then I got a pulled pork one. And then I went another day, got a beef one.
So
their loaded
good.
Nachos are...
to die for.
They're
chef's
delightful.
Kiss.
Muy bueno.
Yeah, wow.
I don't want to brag, but I was in Spanish for 13 years.
Honestly, though, you were singing some song in Spanish the other day.
I did. I was in honors Spanish. That was not a song. That was.
I didn't think you were going to call
that
me
was,
out.
That was the Ave Maria.
I didn't think you were going to call me out. That's exciting, though. I'm really happy for them.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. But again, I think we kept starting to talk to you and then getting sidetracked. But how was vacation for you?
Where'd you go?
It was good. We went to Ocean City, Maryland. Had good weather most of the week. I'm still getting over a cold that I apparently caught down there the last 2 days of the trip, which is always fun. But it did rain those days, so I feel like I didn't miss out on too
How long
much.
Were you down there?
Sunday through Friday.
Oh, okay. All right then. I had the just so everybody listening knows when I have people call in, and you could probably tell from former interviews, there's definitely a delay. So you'll
yes.
get you'll get the thing where like we'll wait for them to say something, and then we'll both wait, and then we both chime in at the same time. But Egghead, we're happy to have you back. We'll go to Shay next. Shay, you've had kind of a rough week or rough 2 weeks, right? At
I
least
have.
Commuting.
I have had a rough couple of weeks. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow that it's been difficult. No, 1 week tomorrow.
Did you explain what happened on the show?
No, we never talked about it.
Yeah.
So I work at a doctor's office, and we have elderly patients. No, he's not lying. That was perfect for a doctor's office. No, I love my job. It's fantastic. But we have this transportation place that transport, they take old elderly people from where they live and bring them to the office.
Like the access buses?
Yeah, transportation. Okay. Makes sense. And so I'm just at work. I'm at work, actually, the Tuesday after we had a full house here. So from all of the drinking I was doing that Monday night, I was not feeling swell at work on Tuesday. But I had a patient running in. I heard all this commotion. I was in my office.
But she showed up like a hero, ladies and gentlemen.
If
you're
going to
do the crime, you got to do the time.
So this woman comes in, and the staff brings her in, and they're all looking at me, and I'm like dying at my desk. I'm like, what? What now? And they're like, so somebody hit a white Toyota. I'm like, okay. So I run outside, and the whole left side of my car is completely smashed, the whole back end. The tire or the rim is all chipped up. The tire has this big slash in it. There's dents. Two pieces of my car are laying on the ground.
How did that happen? In the parking lot?
So we're not allowed to park in the parking lot.
You're a peasant.
Yeah, I'm a peasant. So I have to park on the side street. Yeah. And you can park on both sides of the street.
Oh, la-di-da.
But I mean, I know that it makes a little tight fit, but it's fine.
Yeah, usually is.
So this guy driving the transportation he's backing out, I guess, right? He's backing out. He pulls right into the front door, and he's backing out, hits a patient's car. Boom. Okay? In the parking lot. Drives off, comes out, makes the right, and you got where you can come out of the parking lot, and then you have the long yellow line, because obviously they give you enough space where you can park and where you're exiting the parking lot.
You mean the long yellow line for no parking?
Yes.
Okay, on the
curb?
So
I'm at the end of that, yes. Okay. I'm in a very legal spot.
Okay.
Okay. I took pictures of it to make it clear. This guy comes...
I believe the term is hella legal.
Hella legal. He comes out, and he hits my car, and he knows he's hitting my car, but instead of backing up, he's just accelerating hard.
Yeah, man, double down. That's when you make an offensive joke, man. You got to just keep going.
He's I did it. Hits it, takes off. Takes my freaking car with him. This woman comes in. She's a sister, and thank God at this point. How does that even work? So she comes in, and, she's telling me everything about it. She's like, he knew you hit your, he hit your car, because the dude drove off.
Yeah.
He left. Hit my car, hit a patient's car, took off. Went back. But we knew the patient he brought. We knew who it was. We knew everything. So I call his place of work, and I'm like, your dude hit my car. If you don't send him back, there's going to be a lot of problems. a lot of problems. You send him back over right now.
Yeah.
So
he dropped somebody off that was there and tried to do a hit and run.
Yeah. On two cars.
Doesn't seem
on two cars.
Maybe he should be the one in the backseat.
That was actually a good one. I should have said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Call him up tomorrow.
Right.
Hey, man, I know it's been 2 weeks, but maybe you should be in the back seat.
And it's funny because he was a little bit older, but not old enough for this to be acceptable.
Okay.
And he was also
53.
Short. He was also very short, but I am very short, and I can see over the steering wheel. I know you can.
Yeah.
I know you
felt. Next, if you see him for court or I don't know what you have to do, just give him a phone book and
sit on this. Wear high heels and sit on this. So he comes back, and he didn't even come back in, right? I was just I'm just looking back and forth, didn't even come in. So I run outside, and I'm screaming, walking down the parking lot, both of my hands in the air. What are you trying to do? Play ping pong with all the cars in the parking lot? I don't even know what I was saying at this point. Yeah. I'm just yelling.
Sick burns.
It was so clever. What a good one.
Hey, guys.
What are you doing playing ping pong? Cool. I'm running down there, and he's taking pictures of the car, and I'm like, what? He's like, I was so frustrated. I said, and you don't think it's frustrating me having a patient tell me that my car was hit and they ran off?
Hey, after they hit my car, they hit your car. So maybe we should tag team this.
And I was so petty. I went up to the patient that got hit. Mind you, their car literally had nothing. There was a little tiny little on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, call him. Here's the number. Here's the birth. I was so petty. I'm like, call him. he deserves to be told about himself, blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, there should be some...
Oh, I agree. I even called back.
You should be responsible for at least getting the insurance information and what have you.
Right.
I'm sure it's not coming out of his if he's driving for somebody.
It's not coming... That's what I was saying. I'm like, I wouldn't have been mad because I know it's going to be taken care of. And I know it. Like, it's not going to hurt you.
Yeah. I mean, he might get fired or something.
Yeah, guess what? He hit two cars and ran and he got suspended.
Yeah,
he
probably shouldn't have a job.
Be fired.
I mean, I would say one of the most important parts of your job as a driver, besides not hitting people, is to not hit cars.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, and I feel bad. Like, I felt bad. Like, Shay, you don't really want him to get fired. I do. Fire him. And then you ever,
is his name Kenny?
Probably. I believe it.
I bet it is.
You ever, like, something happens and you want a certain response from somebody and they don't give it to you, so you're like, you reach a different level of, I'm just, don't know what I'm saying, but now I'm mad.
I think that's more so because you're a woman, but yeah.
Because I call the guy and I'm like, I just wanted you to know he hit a patient's car too.
This is ridiculous.
And I'm like, so I'm like waiting and he's like, yeah. He's like, okay, I'll let him know. I go, this is completely unacceptable. Yeah. What do you even mean? Like, you're not mad enough for me.
No, I am.
Be more mad. Be mad with me.
I've had people do that where, like, they'll try to tell me something and they want me to be more upset. And I'm just like, not. So they keep hashing it. Like, I don't care about the way a napkin is folded. I'm sorry.
I don't like that. I told my friend some news. I was like, I literally called like 3 times just to say this news and it's not really that important. But I'm like, the response I got was, okay. And
I'm not the person to
ever
call
for that. I'm not talking
to
you. Like, yeah. I'm officially hanging up at this point. I need you to be like, what?
Yeah.
Even that. I am happy.
I'm always like, did you park in a bad spot, maybe?
I took pictures of the parking
for that. I'm a victim blamer,
I
think, maybe.
Yeah, I do that too, and people definitely don't like it, but it's kind of satisfying.
But it's also because, like, I'm only asking you that because you have a history of doing questionable things.
I've never been in an accident.
You've had your license for 3 weeks.
I had my license for a really long time, and then I lost it because I did get a speeding ticket that I didn't pay because it's $600.
Oh, that's quite a speed.
It was in North Carolina. The rules are different. I was only going 2 over.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Mach 2 over?
No. Yeah.
I was going real fast. But never been in an accident.
Well, there
so
you go.
There's that. And I wasn't
just
in the
witness.
Car.
Yeah.
So yeah, now I'm driving this rental.
Yeah.
Is it cool? I hate it.
Is there it a cool go. Rental?
I no. hate it. I thought that I was like, okay, like it's a push to start, which is all I wanted my car to be.
Oh.
Yeah. So you know, I'm
can you
it.
Like preheat it? Not that you need
no.
to right now.
No.
Oh.
No. You can't. What's the point of it?
Dude, that's the coolest part about having the remote starter.
Like, I don't understand. Yeah. It's a Mitsubishi, and the guy who was, like, putting me in the car at the place, he was, like, I asked him, you know, he's like, is it Mitsubishi? I'm like, you're talking to a woman. I'm not even going to play right now. I don't even know how to say that word. I'm like, what do you think?
I don't know anything about cards either, so.
I'm like, what I'm do you think? You. He's like, I mean, but I would never buy one. I'm like... Okay. Yeah, let me just vroom vroom drive off.
Dude, I have no idea what you're saying. The last sentence and a half has just been noises. You know, vroom vroom with a bang bang. Like, I'm so confused right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
I only mumbled.
It sounds like
that.
The mechanic is taking advantage of you from whatever, though.
No, the guy.
Not the mechanics I know.
Not the mechanic, that guy at the Enterprise plays.
Oh, they're even worse, dude.
He said that he Swindlers. Would never buy a Mitsubishi. And I'm like, great, so I'm just going to get in a car that you don't even recommend.
Which, yeah, why didn't you ask for one that he does recommend or that he would buy?
Because I was supposed to go to Beaver, and Beaver sucks.
Just want you to know that the car I'm giving you sucks.
Right. And then I had to go to the Chippewa one, but they didn't even know. Like, I put it in on a Friday. They didn't even know about it until Saturday morning. So they were like, this is kind of all we had. Yeah. I'm like, I got to ride all the way to Chippewa. Like, I have to take what I can take.
Yeah.
And it was an SUV, so I was like, fine.
It'll be all right.
I hate it,
so
though.
Do you have a ETA on your your car being fine? No, just sometime?
Sometime.
That seems like a long time.
I know. So I was going to call him today, but I'm such an anxious person that, like, I feel like if I call you to check on the whereabouts, I'm being rude and rushing
Girl,
you.
Girl, I'm with you because, and I don't know, we're supposed to be featured in a Made in Pittsburgh article. And she said, maybe Thursday or Friday. It's Monday, man.
Maybe Thursday or Friday?
Last Thursday or Friday. Yeah, dude, I'm antsy. I'd like to see, because there's this Bellevue article in Made in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And Poor Man's Podcast is featured in it.
Obviously.
Okay, so I'd like to see it.
Obviously.
And I don't want to be like, yo, man, did you mean next Thursday or Friday, or you mean now?
And, like, coming, like, being on the outside of this conversation, I'm like, no, that's a normal thing. Like, you should just, it's a quick update. Just, hey, yeah. Just wondering. But being on the inside of that, yeah. I get it.
It depends what mood I'm in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes I'm in, like, business mode where I'm like, okay, like, that's how I get people that are, like, way overqualified to be on here. Like, we have a guy coming on in 2 weeks. I don't want to say for sure because I'm waiting for him to confirm it, but he could be running for mayor, so we'll see.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's kind of a big get for
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're quickly becoming the standard.
The big deal.
The standard in the city.
Right.
But.
No, I totally get it. Yeah. I can't. I don't want to know. Keep my car. I don't even. I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it. You keep it at this point.
I'm just going to keep paying. I mean, well,
no, what I'm actually going to do is go boop, boop, boop. Mom.
Yeah.
Here's the number.
You're all about sound effects today.
Boop, boop, boop. Vroom, vroom.
They need to make in like a YouTube video with like animation for your story. You know what I mean?
They really should. It was a good story.
I thought so.
I had a lot of, you know, like into it.
Yeah.
I actually did not mean to put that sound effect in there.
I gotcha, man. Fascinating.
Might have to put some of those on a white block. I mean,
you got
put
that
them
right.
On a white block. This is right. Like, hello. That was so good.
I agree with all of those things, Shay.
God, I'm so animated. It's disgusting.
Now, I'm going to tell you about how awesome my last week was in one moment, because while I'm looking at you, and I have all this written down, these are just some notes that we need to remind you about.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Man's Dummy. Podcast Sports Extra on Tuesdays with Sports Guy JP. Please tune in for that. That's been getting a good response, probably because it's about as good sports talk in the area other
obviously.
Than the people that you hear the same shit from on the radio all the time. But if you want good gambling advice, a good recap on the Steelers, this last week was an abomination of football.
Like what happened?
Yeah, I don't know. That was
well,
garbage.
I'll find out on Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly, Shay. You and everyone else, man.
Me and everyone else.
Exactly.
I'm with
but go to the Poor Man's Podcast store now. We've had, in the last week, appears the crew neck sweatshirts are very popular, man. I've had a couple pink ones and a black one go out, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it is sweater weather.
Yeah. Dude, it needs to be sooner. Weather. But we have hoodies, sweatshirts. Click through the link tree. You can go to linktree.com/poormanspodcast. And get all the stuff, all the different places, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Audible, all those things. So click through that Amazon Music and go through that. And anybody wearing any kind of Poor Man's Podcast merch will absolutely get you on the Instagram page. So
oh, yeah. Send in photos.
Yeah, definitely get some of that. Get on there. Hashtag keep Pittsburgh funny, right?
Absolutely.
That started here. So if that ever gets any pickup, man, we're going to remember
started
that, man.
Here.
So any Poor Man's Podcast stuff, hashtag keep Pittsburgh funny. Let's keep that going. Now, this past week, for Christopher, myself.
I'm so excited.
I got to see Mr. or Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson. That was fucking sweet, dude.
Was it?
Yeah, I think he talked for like 2 hours or so. I could have sat there for another 4 days.
And it literally didn't feel like 2 hours
no,
at all.
No, not at all.
Oh, my God. Tell us all about it.
I've never been to Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland or the one in Homestead, but I've never been to this one. Now, it was strange because it's in the Natural History Museum, like on the side. I've been to the Natural History Museum probably 20, 30 times. But I've never been to this area. So it felt like I was in like a video game and unlocking like a new level. Like I've unlocked the music center, music hall.
Hashtag men.
Yeah, whatever. But I got in there and they were supposed to open the doors at 6:30.
What time did you get there?
I got there at probably 6:15.
Okay.
Got a nice parking spot because we needed to get tickets from Will Call. So we were going to be there early so we could get there and then get in there.
Right.
My seats were awesome. So
I saw pictures. I saw pictures.
Props to her.
Yes.
She got great seats. They didn't open the doors until like 6:50 almost. Man, 20 minutes. That's a long wait.
That is a long wait. Were you first in
Producer
was there
Jess,
a line?
Yeah, there were people outside, but like we had the tickets that we had.
Yeah.
We just wanted to get in there early because I hate driving through Pittsburgh at rush hour. I hate traffic.
I hate Pittsburgh.
Traffic
driving through Pittsburgh, not Pittsburgh itself.
Okay, wrong show to bring that up on
yeah,
shit.
That's my bad. My bad.
driving a fucking turncat.
Driving sucks, but
yeah.
Go ahead.
But no, I hate driving through, well, I hate the Squirrel Hole Tunnel.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to do that because I could have driven through Oakland, so I did do that. So we got there a little bit earlier than I expected, and we got decent parking. We went through there, and we were early, but then we had to wait outside until 6:30. There was a decent crowd just waiting out there. But it started, like, raining, and it was, like, 6:40, and we're like,
what the heck is happening? Yeah.
Producer just ran inside and told somebody, I guess, because...
Good for
of attention,
her.
But
shut
no.
up.
if attention gets you out of the rain, I'd say that's
no.
Her.
She was a hero. She waited an ample amount of time, and I had to tell her not to be mean to anybody because occasionally she might not think she's mean, but you know the way she words things
right.
could be perceived as rude. I mean, by other people. And maybe I'm oversensitive because I work in a restaurant and I'm in the service industry. So I'm like whatever you do is perfect, everybody.
So then you should know for a fact that that's a whole, like, that's not true.
No, what's not true?
That people, no, like, not what you say is okay. You're going to cry about everything. As in, like, the customers.
I mean, she shouldn't be mean to the guys working there.
Oh, I get what you mean. Like, you understand on that point. Okay,
I'm like, I know what it's like to, like, there
be
could be a thousand things wrong.
Okay,
and it
okay.
was, you know, Becky's fault, but now I'm the one standing here and I can't be like, well, it was her fault.
I thought you were saying, like, you would, like, be siding with, like, the customer.
Oh, no, you dude, know, do like... your fucking job.
Okay, yeah.
At 6:30, you have one job.
Right.
And so, it's to open the door at 6:30 so that the people in the rain that already paid for their tickets can be out of the rain.
Would you know that it was raining? You know what I mean? Like, you knew that that was a thing, and you knew you were
we got
people
there,
out.
Well, we had a park behind the Natural History Museum in the back and, like, the whole parking lot area. So we were able to walk through kind of like the main lobby of the museum, and then you can pop back out. And when we got there, we were a little bit early. So they had, like, the security staff meeting. And, like, so we were like, there's definitely people there.
But you said you got there at, like, 6:20.
Yeah.
So I feel like... 10 minutes with your security, like,
dude,
for a meeting, you know?
And all I, from where I work, I think that my standard of competence is just so low that I'm like, yeah, why wouldn't they be half-assing it right now?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, I have
two
meetings.
Two-thirds of them are probably out smoking weed or something, from just based on what I'm used to, or whatever. That's yeah, they don't remember. These are the people that probably showed up.
So,
you know what I mean? They probably told somebody to open the door, and they're like, nah.
We're going to wait.
Yeah. And then, like, Jess would insert woman X.
I cannot.
Yeah. Who? Not just her. But you know what? Whoever comes in and just, you're going to scream with the first person you see.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not them. So, you know.
I agree. But I feel like the only reason why the doors weren't open at 6:30 is simply because their meeting ran over, which is kind of inappropriate.
Yeah. You would think for something like that where there's people outside.
That's what I mean.
They would.
Like, I had a meeting with my team, and it was well over, like, an hour, and we had, like, 12 people waiting, and I was like, we're not going to stop. Like, this needs to be talked about. Yeah. And, like, in a professional setting, I get it. We should have stopped, or it shouldn't have ran over. But I did give us ample amount of time. So you are going to have to kind of wait on me.
Yeah.
I'm a female.
Yeah. So,
kind of
yeah.
What I
so
expect.
You kind of just went against
what, it's kind
what
of what
I
expect.
So you were working there, and I had to wait for the
I
doors because,
like,
you were there.
In his, like, his that case right there, that was inappropriate. They should not have
Bro,
let their meeting run over.
After 6:30, you're on my time. So
in my case.
Get a meeting before 6:30.
In my case, it's kind
of. So I can walk in and buy a pineapple beer that's $10 that I hated.
I would have let you stand in the rain. You know? That's all I'm saying. But, like, don't make me stand in the rain.
I got you.
Isn't that how the.
I think we're missing the point. Oh, I think the point we're missing is that I saw Neil deGrasse Tyson, who was.
Yeah, so how was Neil deGrasse Tyson after you actually got in?
I don't even remember. I was so upset. He was freaking incredible. It was awesome. I was, like, probably four or five rows back on the row.
Yeah.
I'll post pictures, but you should have already seen them if you're a loyal fan.
I did actually see them.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to, you know, listeners.
Sorry.
Yes, I saw them as well, but I did not.
Dude, he's the best. His voice is the best. I love Cosmos. I just love everything he does. And we were talking about that, like, 3 weeks earlier, how, like, if you could pick somebody living or dead to go to dinner with or whatever, and I was saying Neil deGrasse Tyson and Larry David with Gordon Ramsay and, Lin-Manuel Miranda, as you know, runners up, of course.
Obviously.
Yeah, it's a tight dinner, and you know what? I can only pick two, but Neil deGrasse Tyson is awesome. He was completely fascinating. The whole thing was good. He has such charisma for a scientist.
Yeah,
and it was awesome. The seats were awesome. It couldn't have gone better.
I don't remember if you said this offline or if you said it just a little bit ago. It was 2 hours long.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we ended up getting out, like, a little bit before 10, and it started at like, it should started at 7:30, but you know, got pushed back a little bit because everybody got in late. So he probably got on stage around 7:40 to like 9:50.
Was there a lot of people there? I mean, he's amazing. I would assume so.
It was pretty full. I mean, it was like every seat or so was full in the music hall.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many people. It's probably 2,000.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's a guess. Wow. It's a good size theater.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I was exactly picturing in my mind.
Like, there was a lower section. It was like the size of a big high school auditorium.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although there were two rows of like
the people that are like up.
Yeah, like the Lincoln like the seats where you get shot, yeah. Whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Not the Lincoln shot seats, balcony. I think you're right.
I thought I was wrong, and I was like, wow, okay. Yeah. Yours sounded way better than mine. Yeah,
mine's not as nice. But yeah, that's how our week or my week went. And Egghead, now that Egghead's back, we can do the week that will be.
Yes.
So we're excited for
that. So I don't have much during the week, but the weekend that will be is actually looking pretty good. Mm. So I got a few things here. I'll just read them off, if that works for everyone.
That works, because we can't read, so you will have to do the reading for us.
I'll do my best.
Sound it out. You got it.
Okay, so we have Punk in Drublic on Saturday.
Oh, no! Is that this Saturday?
Yes, it is.
What is Fuck. It?
Punk in Drublic. It's a NoFX kind of like...
Punk in Drublic.
Punk in Drublic is the name of a NoFX album, but they usually come... They were supposed to come last year or the year before. I can't remember. They definitely did come, but it's like a craft beer fest / punk fest. It seems awesome, and I didn't know it was this Saturday. Egghead, I'm sorry to cut you off, but please do go on.
No. Yes. Although I think so I did. That will be this Saturday from 12 to 3 at Sandcastle.
Oh, no shit! That's enough time for me to go before work.
I was just about to say,
there you
yeah.
go.
At Sandcastle, that's like a redo of Irish Festival.
Oh, and that was fine.
Dude, Irish Festival is all about our posts too, man.
Yeah, heck yeah, they are.
I love that.
Which
Irish
they
Festival.
Should be. It
Which we got interviewed at the Irish Festival by that camera, and we haven't seen anything.
I have no idea. Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
I don't know what this shit is with like us getting interviewed by things and then them not coming out.
Yeah, but the person who did it was awesome. So I was like, yeah, anything you need, I'll do it right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, she was cool. I killed that interview. I have to say, man.
No, you did. You were very quick. You had an answer for every question that she asked. This is what I literally had my beer in my hand, and I just like hip cocked and was just like staring at the camera like, okay, here we
exactly,
go.
Exactly, man. That was awesome. Sure.
I look like an idiot.
No, man. You brought it. You brought it with your leg warmers.
My leg warmers.
Egghead, do you have any more information on Punk in Drublic? Are there? Do you know how much tickets are for people who want to go, or if there's still people available?
I did not see that. I assume they're still available. I didn't see anything sold out or anything.
I mean, if it's outdoors for something like that, I don't know how they have the stage set up.
Well, Sandcastle, right? You think it would be
Like if it's at Sandcastle, it's probably general admission.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
And I feel like...
It seems super weird to end it at 3.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was weird, too. Unless it goes later, but that's what Google had.
Okay.
So,
what else you got?
Also on Saturday, the comedian Chris DiStefano will be at Jurgle's Rhythm Grill at 7 p.m.
He's well known. He's pretty funny, actually. I can't remember any of his
bits.
Yeah,
I've never like seen him on anything that except like social media, but I feel like he's funny at like a little bit I have seen.
He's somebody that would come on like serious. Sirius FM, like the comedy thing, or like DVE will have like a comedy bite and like you won't know who it is, but like he'll have like that. He does have some funny stuff. At least I haven't, you know, kept up with him, but he's definitely a legit national guy.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then on Sunday, we have Switchfoot.
Oh!
I don't know if it's that Switchfoot.
Oh, yeah?
The picture suggested otherwise, and I could not find any more information because it just showed like some other band who I don't have the name for right now. I did not write it down because I.
Oh.
But anyway,
I bet you whatever.
In for a surprise of either Switchfoot or maybe a different Switchfoot, head on over to the UPMC Event Center at Robert Morris University on Sunday from 7 to 11. And the big one.
Wait. From 7 p.m. to 11 p.m.?
On a Sunday.
Yes, on a Sunday, which I thought was kind of weird. At Robert Morris.
I guess if you're Switchfoot, you take what you can get.
They need to switch that with the Punk and
Drublick. Maybe it sounds like Switchfoot's attainable and we can get him on for the show next week.
Right.
Just saying, yeah, man. If you don't think I'm not going to reach out to Switchfoot.
On a Sunday at Robert Morris.
Hey, man, we have Emmy winners on the show.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
So, who knows? Possible mayor candidates.
And the big one also on Sunday, Steve-O will be at the Improv in Homestead from 6 to 10.
Ooh, that seems like a long set for somebody that doesn't have a lot of material.
You better grow up. He's going to talk a lot about drugs.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know Steve-O's stand-up, but I feel like he's not good at stand-up.
So I don't know his stand-up at all, but I like have watched, because he has like his little show.
I like Steve-O. I love Jackass growing up.
Yeah, me too. I can understand what you're saying. I also am obsessed with Steve-O's teeth. I have a thing for teeth, and his are beautiful. Even though that's like, what, his fourth set?
I don't know.
Good for you.
What was that, Shay?
I said good for you.
I just had that. I had that on here, so it's finally time for that. But
that was convenient to have.
That
definitely
was convenient.
But I've seen some of his stand up like just on Facebook videos and stuff, and like actually like just in the past couple days, and it seems like he kind of like recaps Jackass stuff and like kind of goes behind the scenes on some of it. I thought it was interesting to listen to, and it was definitely funny, but I wouldn't consider it like traditional stand-up.
Right. That's kind of like the Henry Rollins thing where it's like more spoken word. Like I don't know that you would call him a stand-up, but he has like interesting stories sometimes. He'd be worth going out to see if you like Jackass or whatever. But yeah, I'm sure it's not like set up punchline kind of thing.
I think that I would be like really interested if Steve-O did like just like got on stage and just kind of talked about the behind the scenes. You know what I mean? Like talked about his life now, talked about his life then, rather than turning it into stand up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I'm not downing a stand up at all. I've never seen it, so I can't say anything.
It's almost
I feel like that's probably what he does though.
Yeah,
like, from what I've seen, it seems like it. Like, he talked about, like, oh, yeah, I was, like, all messed up on all these drugs, and I did this for this reason. And
so he's just, like, okay.
Yeah, for sure. It would be like, you know, nobody wants to hear the new Paul McCartney solo album right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he wants to talk about, you know, Beatles stuff behind the scenes, maybe Paul McCartney's not the right person because he's timeless. But, like, you know, Nikki Sixx or somebody you don't give a fuck about, like, play your classics, and we want to hear you talk about the classics with stuff like that. So I would assume that's what he does, and I hope that's what he does because that's what would be interesting to me.
I agree.
Agreed.
Egghead, do you have anything else for this weekend?
Or does those were the big four that I had. Nothing else really felt worthy of making my list.
No, that's more than enough. We don't want to, you know, burden everybody. You know, we have different things. Yeah. We have possibly Switchfoot and Steve-O on Sunday, so it's going to be a big day. You know what? Anything to not watch the Steelers, I'm about right now. So
don't talk too much about it. Don't ruin it.
Don't ruin it. What? The Steeler game? They ruined it when they played fucking Cincinnati.
I can't believe it.
Well, I'll get more into it. I'll get more into it on the sports show with Sports Guy JP, but
yeah, I
hate Eric Ebron. I think he's such garbage, man. But I won't get into that. We'll save that for the sports show. Before we take a break, Egghead, thoughts on Eric Ebron?
He's a little bit faster than Freiermuth, but worse in every other aspect. And if the Steelers cut him, I don't know who would sign him.
Dude, I would have let him walk. I would have never signed him for that and put more money into the offensive line or anywhere else other than a tight end that can't block or catch. But, you know,
agreed.
I'm just going with what Shay told me before the show.
Yeah. I know a lot, too. You're welcome.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Pavel in the talk. Oh, I actually wrote this one last thing down. For the people watching the YouTube, and we'll take a picture. I hate saying, I keep going to say the YouTube video, but I stop at the YouTube and I sound like I'm 9,000 years old. For the kids out there watching the YouTube. He's Southern. I'm old and Southern. Okay, can you do a Southern accent?
I already tried once with the y'all on the spot.
I know, but we weren't recording. So now that you are on the spot and there's thousands of listeners, tell us.
Y'all want some cornbread?
Cool. He sounds like one of the people from, I forget the movie.
Okay, well put, Shay. But anyway, what I meant to get to, I don't know.
Where they're in prison, where they're in jail. It's like way back
Shawshank Redemption?
No. It's with Eddie Murphy, I think.
Life?
Yeah.
With Martin Lawrence?
Thank you. Yes.
Check out this candle, though. Check us out on YouTube. Look at this candle in front. We got that Halloween candle from Peace Square Scents.
I love that candle.
It's vanilla pumpkin pie. It's delightful. So check that out. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Pittsburgh Hellies.
I'm so excited to talk to them.
With Pittsburgh Hellies, Pavel and Natalia. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Thomas Farley, and you're listening to the Poor Man's Podcast.
Welcome back to the show. Joining Shay and myself, we have Pavel and Natalia from Pittsburgh Helly. How are you guys tonight?
Doing wonderful.
Very good. Thank you for having us.
We are excited to have you in here. Shay?
I'm very excited to have you guys. I can't wait to find out more information about everything.
Awesome.
It's going to be amazing. This is a good show.
Shay got a compliment the moment he walked in, and she's been glowing ever since.
I have been. You want to tell everybody what you said?
I said, you have a very pretty face.
If you don't put that on a white block, I will die.
Amazing.
That's,
oh my God, I'm blushing, you guys.
That is perfect.
I'm holding on to that for like a month.
That's going
to
be her new ringtone. Every time she gets a text, it'll say that. Yeah. So.
He's not lying.
Yeah, I had to sit next to you.
Well, you'll have to watch the YouTube video to watch it.
Love it.
Yeah. But thank you guys both for joining us tonight. Can you tell us a little bit about yourselves and the company? It's Pittsburgh Helly, so tell us a little bit about it.
Never been on a podcast before, so first time ever. Not really a speaker in front of everybody, so please excuse me if I don't do anything right. But
you can't go wrong. I promise you. Yeah. I promise you. I will make a bigger ass of myself than you ever could. So
sounds great. Yeah. Thank you. That's my promise to you. Yeah. So Pittsburgh Helly is a helicopter tour, sightseeing tour in Pittsburgh. We actually opened up this year during the end of pandemic, hoping everything would get cleared up better and quicker. But we've been very, very fortunate. With what we've started and trying to give something special back to the city of Pittsburgh in a whole new way, a whole different perspective to see the city.
Yeah.
And, we are an aviation company. We were started by my partner, Ivan, and I, and this is my partner's wife, yep. Natalia, his better half. And Nat's been awesome to work with, but my partner, Ivan, and I started Pittsburgh Helly. We were in the works last year, bought a helicopter, didn't know what the hell we were doing. we did everything, by the book.
Got the
helicopter renovated, got it painted Pittsburgh colors, and, here we are doing helicopter tours. I've been in aviation for years.
What made you choose to start the helicopters?
Well, to be honest with you, I personally love aviation. I'm a fanatic.
Yeah.
I can, name any airplane out there. helicopters was just something different. The first time I flew a helicopter, it was a completely different experience.
Uh-huh.
People have flown in airplanes. People have flown, different, whatever airplanes or flying out with a parachute, skydiving, helicopter is just really surreal. It's different. It's a great experience. It's a different type of flight.
Yeah.
It's just, it's actually really addicting.
Addicting.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It scares me a little bit more. I feel like I understand how a plane can use its wings and go through the air and go up, but the helicopter, how's it work then? Maybe I don't know that this is the time to ask, but it just seems strange to me, how it can hover and it's cool how it just moves in a completely different way.
Right.
And all of, and you said you can fly?
I actually fly fixed wing, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
Which is airplanes.
Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying. Yes, I had no idea.
I'm not your pilot.
Yeah.
We have a pilot, and his name is Chris. He's an awesome guy. Oh, I'd love for you guys to meet him sometime.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. His last name is Hughes. He might be listening now.
Oh, hey.
Shout out.
Howard Hughes in aviation. Yeah. Love the guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
But I saw on your Instagram page, do you have a small plane that you guys do as well? Or is that not something that people ride?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, we do have Saratoga plane. The first time I asked Pavel, hey, where is Saratoga?
Yeah.
He said, it's a guy named Sarah. Where's a toga?
Yeah.
He never answered. I had to come home and ask my husband what Saratoga was.
Sounds like you got your answer.
I do. Yeah. I want to name it as a jet, but I'm corrected all the time. It's a small plane. It's a four-seater.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Six-seater, please.
Six-seater.
Oh, yeah. Don't stop. Co-pilot
and pilot. Yes. But,
Four passengers in the
Yes. Oh, okay.
It's very, very nice. Very nice. If you don't want to do helicopter, we can do.
I would love to do either of them, and I was going to find out how I can book something like that. And
absolutely.
you do different tours. I saw there's like a stadium one, there's a night one. So what different packages or whatever do you offer?
Nat's a specialist.
Okay.
So I started with Pittsburgh Heli not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
I was recruited by my husband. He said, "Hey, why don't you do this?
Yeah,
kids are going back to school."
He said, "Hey, my partner Pavel's in a mess. Can you please help me out?" That's what he really said.
Yeah.
That's how it started.
Yeah.
I didn't know
what a Saratoga is.
No, I had no love for aviation whatsoever.
Yeah.
But I do have love for people.
Okay,
and
yeah.
One thing is when people get on the plane or
yeah.
helicopter, when they get off. The energy that they give us.
Oh, yeah.
The happiness, the joy, the excitement they saw, and you cannot ask for anything else back. So I love that part. I love seeing people smile, enjoy it, reconnect together. I honestly feel like it boosts their spirit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They definitely have whatever plan they have afterwards, they enjoy. So helicopter tour is definitely great. We offer different ones. It's basically on time. So if you wanted to do a City of Pittsburgh tour, it's about 10 minutes.
Okay.
So you come from the airport, you go to the city, you get to see the downtown, and
you
come back.
Yeah.
You love it.
Yeah.
But if you want it to be more detailed, then you do the champion tour.
Okay.
So you fly to the city, you fly around the city, you love it.
Yeah.
And you get to see the animals at the zoo.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
That's a huge selling point, then, for sure.
Huge.
That would make me definitely choose to do that one.
Yeah.
Okay, Nat will sign you up right after the show.
Yeah. I'll give you all my information.
Thank you.
No, it sounds awesome because I have a coworker, and I guess he showed up. He was a veteran, and he went around the 4th of July, I guess.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, you guys were doing something for the veterans, which I thought was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to go on that. And then friend of the show, Thomas Farley, who you heard coming back from the break, told us all about you guys when he was on the show, and I continued to text with him after, and he's like, Pavel's the coolest guy. So, yeah.
Yeah, he talked very high.
Yeah, he did,
highly.
And So,
can I just say something about the veterans? I can't take all the credit for that. Pittsburgh Heli cannot. Actually, there's a company in the city of Pittsburgh. A friend of mine, Yuri from Yuri's Jewelry.
Okay.
He's been around in jewelry for many, many years here in the city of Pittsburgh. And he sat me down one day and said, "Hey, I want to give back to some people, and I want to take no credit for it."
Yeah.
But how can I do this?
Failing.
So we can do like helicopter tours. You pay for the vets. And
he
did, actually. So we partner up together. We did the event together.
Yeah.
So I can't just say we take all the credit for it. We got to give it back as well. So,
yeah, but that's incredible for both of you, both parts. I think that's awesome. To And there's no more deserving people than the vets. So
absolutely.
I think that's so cool. And then I saw just a little clip, and just like you were saying, the people getting on were excited, but people coming back, just the smiles on people's faces. It's incredible. It's so cool.
It is incredible.
And I highly recommend anybody listening to go to the Instagram page. I would assume you have Facebook and all that stuff.
Yes.
Look at the pictures and look at the videos. Some of these sights you see, they're incredible, and you wouldn't see them from a building or from any other perspective
other than
that. And I think one of the coolest things I've seen is, as everyone knows here, we have three rivers, but like the color difference in the Monongahela and the Allegheny, you don't notice it just being there the whole time. And then in one of your pictures, you could tell like, the Monongahela River was like greener and the other one was browner. And like right at the point, you see where it meshes. And it's really, it's just interesting, you know, growing up here my whole life. And I've you know, a new perspective.
Right.
We call that shot when you see the point, we call it the money shot. It's yeah. incredible.
Yeah. It so. Definitely is. That's I would assume that. And like you were just saying with the Zoof, that has me intrigued as well. So Shay, we're going to have to check that out.
Absolutely. That's exciting. Everybody knows how much I love animals.
Aww.
I literally will do anything. Like I go to like expos, zoos, petting zoos. I love it. So that would be a lot of fun.
We're very much alike.
Yeah. Oh. I think I like animals more than people.
I like people too, though.
Yeah.
I like everybody.
Yeah. That's well, Shay, you have a what? A lizard?
I have an iguana.
Yeah. Iguana.
I have an iguana.
Yeah, right, Chris. And,
yeah, I'm sorry. I was way off.
Get it together. We're not sure what it is, a girl or a boy just yet. Not old enough to tell, I don't think. But
how do you tell an iguana whether it's a boy or a girl?
So there's like...
Like I guess we'll find out.
A hump.
Yeah.
Down by their pocket.
Okay.
Under their tail.
Okay.
It's like you can kind of see like the balls.
Okay.
We don't have to ask.
Yeah.
We have to squeeze it out of you.
Yeah. We'll keep you updated in the weeks to come.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Thank you. Awesome. So I was going to ask, what made you choose to do this in Pittsburgh? Why not any other area in, you know?
Well, we think we have a bit, we're going to be biased, but we think the city of Pittsburgh has the best skyline, like, ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, no matter how many times you've seen it over Mount Washington, it's always beautiful. And, you know, we're locals.
So, yeah.
You know, it's a easy place to start when you're close by.
Right, for sure.
Instead of going to someplace else. And we really, really believe that this is going to work. This is going to work for the long time. Our goal is to be, like, you know, when you think of the word, you know, Kennywood, you know, you think of Pittsburgh,
right,
a place to go to have fun. So we really want to be that staple in the city.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, hell.
Well, so. I mean, I've been here for, I'm 30, and I don't remember any either helicopter company or anything like that. So I think this is an awesome opportunity for
you guys
people.
Are gonna take
and
off.
From what I've seen, just from some of the things, it's very affordable for somebody for an afternoon. Yes. It's not going to, like, suck up your entire day. You know, go out, get some nice sightseeing, and then go have dinner, or, you know, the other way around. It's a cool thing that you could fit into your day, and it's not, you know, 4 hours away from the city. It's right at the city.
Yeah,
right.
That's amazing.
Exactly.
And also, you know, going back while we started here in Pittsburgh, you know, it's also, like, to give back to the city, for everybody to get a chance to see as well.
Yeah.
Right.
So how did you get your pilots, and how did all that happen? How did you find him, the helicopter pilot?
Well, we have a got to give a shout out to all the people that work with us.
Yeah, but, please.
Started with Manny, Manuel Checo.
Okay, that must be who I saw.
Yeah, yeah. He's a great guy. He's actually flying in New York City now for another company. He took a job that you know is, you know, charter helicopters over the city of New York City.
Yeah,
great guy. Met him, just hit it off. Just a genuine human being, and actually got connected through him from where we bought the helicopter Cavair in Florida, and just put us together with the Hispanic community. Actually, it was really really wonderful. Never really, you know, my wife is from Brazil, but you know, never really knew anybody else like in the Hispanic community.
And
after Manny came on board, I'm telling you, there's like so many Latin people came to come fly with us.
Oh, really?
Manny just attracted like all the Latin people.
Yeah,
you know, they come. You know, they came, they flew with him, they talked to him in Spanish.
Yeah.
My wife speaks Spanish, too.
Yeah.
She sometimes would talk to people in the booking, you know, when they're booking in Spanish.
Somebody
just didn't even know how to speak English, you know.
Yeah, so, right.
So Manny attracted, he got us started, he got us on the liftoff, and God bless him, he's in a good place, good location. We still keep in great touch, great human being. Then Miguel is also a Hispanic guy. We got connected with him through Manuel, one of his good friends. Manuel was a mentor to Miguel. He's our backup pilot.
Uh-huh.
And so then we also have Jessica that's been helping us as well. Jessica's a wonderful chick helicopter pilot. Shout out to all the aviation chicks out there. Love it. And then now we have Chris. And I met Chris, you know, he applied and, you know, we had actually a few people apply, and he's an instructor.
Yeah.
So we're actually starting something new. We're going to work with Nat, hopefully this week on it, is letting you fly the helicopter with the pilot.
Oh, wow.
So since Chris is an instructor, he's able to, like, actually make that work. So it's exciting, very exciting.
That is awesome.
I think I've seen that on the Instagram page that trainings are starting.
We're starting. We actually haven't really start of the actual, like, you know, to get your pilot's license, we're going to start with you fly the helicopter and see how many people really want to sign up and really want to, you know, aviation's not cheap to fly.
Right.
You know, if you want to be a pilot, it's, you know, some pilots into the, you know, out of pocket, you know, over $100,000 at some level of getting their license. But if we have enough people interested in it, we'll start opening that to other people. So it's coming. So
does the weather have, I mean, I'm assuming the weather has an effect, but just throughout the year, like, is it just like an 8 month a year thing, or is it like you can do a winter fly, or I didn't know if that affects the flying at all. If it's snowing, if it's a blizzard out, obviously you're not going to want to fly in inclement weather, but I don't know if it's just, you know, once it drops under 30, we don't like to go out or.
No, we're going to fly all year round. Pittsburgh Heli's here for you on a snowy day, a fall day, spring day, summer day. As long as the weather's good, we're going to fly. You know, that's one of the challenging factors in aviation is weather. You know, there is multiple factors. People think, oh, you know, it's storming outside. I can't fly. Well, yeah, if it's storming, we can't fly. We fly under visual flight rules, which is VFR. A lot of the airplanes are, the charter airplanes or the airlines, they fly under the IFR rules, which is instrument flight rules.
Okay.
So the difference there is we have to be able to see a certain amount of, you know, statute miles ahead of us to be able to call it VFR. And we get all that information from the tower or, the aviationweather.gov. So that is a challenging factor. Some people will say, well, you know what? It looks so nice right now. And I'm coming, you know, in 2 hours, my tour is at, you know, calling us at 4.
Right.
We're calling them at 4 and saying 6 o'clock is canceled.
Yeah.
And Nat's the one who has to do the job.
Oh.
And they're like, well, it's sunny here. We're like, well, you know what? It looks really shitty. Like in 2 hours. Can't do it. The other thing that we, have a challenge with during the winter months would be like the icing. That's a dangerous thing. So, you know, we have to avoid certain things. So it doesn't matter how cold it is. Our helicopter is heated.
Yeah.
And so we'll fly, you know, any day the weather permits.
Does the helicopter, because I don't know anything about aviation really. And that's why I like having people on who I know nothing about so I can learn about it. Is there a difference in like the temperature with like the air, like the air density or anything with how it flies and stuff? So, you know, once it gets colder and it's more compact or whatever, does it take more fuel to get up, or how does that work?
Well, you definitely did some research before the show.
Oh, no, that's good.
Or is it the beer talking?
Yeah. No. I'm subtly interesting now.
No, I'm just kidding. You know what? You're absolutely right. Whenever it's colder.
We'll get that on a button, too.
I'm telling you, you hit the nail on the head. You know, the airplanes, you know, any aircraft or, you know, fixed wing rotor wing, you know, when the temperature, in a general term speaking for anybody to understand, when it's colder, the airplane performs much better. And I think every 1,000 feet, we lose like 2 Celsius, you know, per 1,000 foot. So, we perform much better in the colder temperatures, hot temperatures. We have different factors that our pilot goes by. Actually, sometimes, you know, we can't take, you know, 3 people, passengers, because, you know, the performance is different.
So
there's all the calculations before you get on the flight. And, you know, so that's always a factor, always a factor.
Yeah. That's so interesting to me, like the science behind it. And I would think, you know, if you're ever calling to cancel on somebody or reschedule, you have their life in your hands. Like, that should be a good call. Like, thank you for caring about my life more than, you know, however much, you know, it I paid towards this.
Yeah.
They should be thankful, you know. You know, if it's, it looks a little, sorry, my computer just did something weird. But, you know, it shouldn't be a sad call. I mean, I'm sure they're disappointed, but, you know, I'd rather miss out on a flight one day than.
I'd rather be disappointed alive than dead.
Right, exactly.
We don't want to scare people on the show, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
Fly with us.
Most of the time, people are really understanding, and we don't call it cancel, we call it delayed.
Yeah.
So we do want you to come back and take it on a nicer day.
Yeah, right.
To actually enjoy it. And if it's too windy, we don't want it to be too bumpy.
Yeah.
So we actually watch for that as well.
Yeah. No, I think that makes you sound more professional.
Absolutely.
Is the point. It shows that you care.
Cancel. We try to, but it's very difficult because I've noticed with people when they book a tour, it's a special event.
Somebody's
from out of town or they have come from out of town.
Yeah.
So, that's the greatest thing, too, about having Saratoga, that we can accommodate more if we did have to reschedule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just something to consider. As
that
well.
Seems like a great thing to bring somebody from out of town, like for a business meeting or something, you know. Let's go up for this. And like we were saying, there's variations in flight time. You could go up for, you know, 20 minutes or whatever, and then, you know, go have a business lunch or whatever. So businesses out there should keep that into mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be a great idea. But, you know, I'll let them take that.
We also have a hangar at Finlandville. So if you want to book an event and book some touring, you can bring food, and we have a 85-inch TV with a couch.
Wow.
Sonos sound system.
So we have a really cool area where you can just come hang out and order pizza if you want and take tours. And just
We'll have to get all that information, and I'll put it in our info when we publish the page.
We're all about romance with aviation now.
We actually had somebody a few weeks ago, Nat, got worked out. A couple came on their 25th anniversary.
Aww.
And it was really, really special. They rented the hangar. They had a dinner.
Yeah.
The guy, you know, surprised his wife. It was awesome. And they had a, you know, private dinner inside of a hangar. It's very, it's at a different airport. It's not a busy airport.
Right.
Very romantic with the doors open, looking at the runway. And, you know, they did their tour, came back, had, you know, had their drinks and dessert and stuff. So it was awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome to do that. And, yeah, for a special event, for birthday, for a proposal, I would assume.
Or Steeler games. Or football games, Pirate games, whatever.
Do they have any kind of thing with during football? I mean, I would assume baseball is not as popular because the Pirates are garbage. But, you know, I wish they weren't. But, you know, I'm being honest. is there anything like, because I know planes do the flyby in the beginning of the game. Is that something, I mean, I would assume you have to coordinate all that, but you can fly over during a Steeler game?
No.
Okay. I'm glad I got that figured out then.
You know, there's something called a TFR. It's called temporary flight restrictions. And actually Nat has to deal with that a lot when she has to schedule with people. We want to make sure that people know that when there's a home game, during the game, we're not allowed to fly within 3 statute miles of the actual event. But we've been able to get around as much as we could with air traffic control. So we can we have to be at least 3,000 feet above the ground, above ground level, and out of the TFR.
Uh-huh.
So, but Pittsburgh International Airspace sometimes lets us cut through. So we're not always as lucky, but we have been creative with it.
Yeah.
But yes, there is a TFR and something that, you know, we have to. It's another challenge that we have to work around.
So what I like I said, I have no idea. What kind of mile did you say?
It's almost like 3 miles.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to know what the difference was for that. Okay.
Like nautical miles.
Okay.
It's all nautical miles. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah.
But you still get a great tour no matter what.
Oh,
no
yeah. Like what. I said, from the pictures I've seen, we've been all about it. Mm-hmm. So we've been trying to figure out a time that we should go book a tour. I'd like to see the whole thing.
Oh, yeah,
like,
me too.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you also...
She is the controller. She knows what, you know, how to press the right button to give you a discount.
And then you offer night tours, obviously. And,
night tours. You cannot compare night and day.
Yeah.
So if you do have to go one, twice. You have to come back for another, for sure. Yes.
Yeah.
You can bring, it doesn't matter if it's a date night. You can bring a friend. You can bring a kid with you. Everyone enjoys it.
And you offer this every day or?
After a sunset tour.
Okay.
So the sunset tour changes daily now.
Right.
Sun goes down much quicker.
Yeah.
So night tour comes much quicker.
Yeah.
And we are open until 10 right now.
Okay, yeah.
So we offer it for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
So you definitely have to check it out.
It is. And maybe I'm biased from being here, but the skyline is awesome. And from seeing some, we had a photographer come on last week and his pictures at night and anybody else's pictures at night, I'd really never noticed how colorful the city can be. And I would assume there's no better view than in one of the helicopters.
No, there's no better view.
Yeah.
No better view. Especially, we are now offering doors off.
Oh, wow.
So oh, my gosh. Matt
tells people all
that's freaking me
so
out.
If you get hot and sweaty, this is for you.
Yeah. Look at that.
You get a nice breeze.
Everyone stares at Shay.
Nice pictures.
I get hot and sweaty.
Actually, get to stick your foot out and take a picture with the steel tower.
Oh,
oh
wow.
My God. That's awesome. Amazing.
I don't know if you saw that on Instagram, but we have.
I'm sure I have. I'm on there all the time. Mm-hmm. And your page is awesome.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It really is. And then you guys have like facts and stuff on your Instagram, like local facts. Yeah, I've done my research on that much. I didn't do the temperature fuel comparison, but yeah, the fun facts, it just the Instagram page and the whole thing that you guys do is really interesting to me. And I definitely recommend people checking that out. And like I said, friend of the show, Thomas Farley, was talking all about it and was all about it.
Right.
Also want to make sure that people know it makes a perfect gift for Christmas, birthdays.
Yeah.
Just being a good friend.
Yeah.
Honestly, could you imagine getting a gift like that as a
somebody,
gift? That would be amazing.
Somebody wrecked into Shay's car the other day, and I think as a sorry gift, they should get you a flight.
I agree.
That's the least they could first.
The OU Sunset Tour.
I know. It doors off.
Doors off. Sunset Tour. That's like the priciest tour you can get. Actually, the Mile High Tour is the priciest tour. So, you need a date with that.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Or not. You can just go for a kiss at the Mile High.
You can take that with you. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. The doors open. It'll get steamy. So, Shay, do you have any questions?
How much different is it flying a helicopter from an airplane? I don't want to say jet.
They're all different.
Is it dramatically different? Like, if you only know how to fly a plane, you cannot fly a helicopter.
Yeah, I mean, aviation, in the difference between a helicopter and an airplane, you know, the instruments are very similar. Like, if you know the rules flying, you know, just trying to say layman's terms, but if you know how to fly a fixed wing aircraft, you basically know the terminology, you know, a lot of the instruments are the same, like your altitude, you know, your, you know, airspeed indicator, you know, turn coordinator, all that stuff. But, you know, and that's very similar, you know, the same basically as helicopter and airplane, even all the radios, like the instruments and the radios, the avionics are very similar, but the actual flying type is different. You know, an airplane, you have a lot more movement, depending on what it is. In a helicopter, you know, people don't realize it, but, you know, the pilot actually has almost like the movement is like within a 16th of an inch. It's so precise.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like, with, you know, his joystick basically moves after he's up there flying within if you think a quarter, you know, you're basically the quarter piece. You know,
so it's like much harder.
Well,
It sounds like there's a lot
more training involved with flying helicopters than it is getting your fixed wing license.
Yeah.
So most people get helicopter licenses as a private. You know, this may sound like a little amount of hours, but like 100 hours, 120 hours. And you can really legally be a pilot if somebody signs you off if you're a genius, you know, with 40 hours. But, airplanes.
That's how many hours I had to go to bartending school. It feels like it should be a lot longer.
Well, there is. That's just flight time.
Okay.
There's still all the books.
Okay. Okay.
School and everything else along with it. Right. Yeah. Right. It's different.
I was going to say, I know how to make a mojito, but I wouldn't put me behind a helicopter at any point. Yeah, that's insane.
But also, like, every airplane is different. Like, there's aircraft. There's so many different types of aircraft. There's light sport, which is very, very light aviation.
Yeah.
There is, you know, bush planes that can land in your backyard.
Right.
There's, you know, piston aircraft. There's turboprop. There's jet aircraft. So there's so many different ones. And every airplane is a little different to fly.
Right.
They all have similar, similar instruments and things like that, but you know, especially if you're going into a jet, you're going to need to get something called type rating, which is you have a certain amount of hours, you know, separate hours from your training that you go get and devoted to at a factory that they teach you everything about it to fly safe. So
that's it seems like there's would be more in a helicopter to worry about, because just the flight for like a plane seems more like a bird, kind of just like taking off, where a helicopter is like a bug.
It
that you can
bug.
Turn.
It's and like a bumblebee.
Yeah, right. Like, it seems like you can move more, not erratic because it's all calculated, but like, you're not going to be able to turn on a dime in a helicopter or in a plane. Yeah. You'd have to like kind of bank it, right?
Right.
Where in a helicopter you could rotate, right?
You can stop, you can hover. You know, helicopters are awesome.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot more freedom with the movement in a helicopter than in a plane.
There is. And you can also, you know, with, you know, the helicopters we fly, a lot lower than you would with an airplane. So We have fall tours coming up, which is, you know, Nat's super excited about it. She's been all over it.
Beautiful.
I was just about to say that.
The foliage
it's
gonna be
beautiful.
Incredible. Incredible hit for us. Can't wait for it. We're going to get some cool promotional videos coming up here in the next couple weeks for the end of this, you know, foliage and into next year.
Yeah.
So super excited about that.
Well, okay, Shay, we'll have to figure out a fall one. Fall foliage flight.
It's going to be incredible.
We can help with that promo.
Oh, please do. No, we did that. I did that with the airplane last year, and when I saw it, I was like, everybody's got to experience it. And you only have like 2 to 3 weeks to do it.
Yeah,
right?
So that's awesome. How I know it's not really about speed, but how fast to like the helicopter that you guys do, the smaller one, right? It's like four. Is it four people?
Yeah, we have a R-44.
Okay.
It's a Robinson helicopter. It's a very basic helicopter.
Yeah.
You know, the speed on that thing is about 115 knots, which is, if you convert knots to miles, you're about, you know, we're flying around 130 to 150 miles per hour.
Okay, yeah.
So,
that's not slow.
It's pretty quick. You know, somebody yesterday told us, you know, it looks really slow when you're looking out, but then when you look at the ground, you're going real quick.
Oh, if you look at something stationary while you're moving, it's going to be a lot more than just, you know, off into the distance.
The other thing is, it all depends on what the winds are doing.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people say, well, I did my tour in 8 minutes, or I did my tour, you know, my tour lasted 12 minutes, you know, so. Yeah. That's why we say approximate time, because if the winds are pushing the tail of the helicopter and you know, the way he's pattern flying, doing the tour, it may push him like, you know, he may not have, you know, he can have some control over it, but, you know, he's looking at the airspeed indicator. The indicator tells us how fast we're going up against the wind. So now we're going up against the wind 115 knots.
Yeah,
but we could be coming with a tailwind too,
right?
You know, so we may be going a little faster.
Yeah, I always think of that.
Or slower.
Yeah,
or slower. You might get a longer tour, but we'd really have control about that.
I always think it's easier for me to picture instead of using air, it's like water. So like if you're moving with a pull, like against the current versus with the current, obviously you're gonna maybe it's a mile long the river, regardless, but going one way versus going the other way.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really account for that all the time.
I think Chris needs to sign up for helicopter. You know a lot. I mean,
really,
you know,
smart.
One of the basics. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
He's like really smart.
I'm very smart.
I'm just really interested in just whatever. Yeah. So
you did it for bartending school.
Yeah, exactly. I put in my 40 hours. Well, maybe. I think I'd be terrified. But
you should come do like a bartending like thing at the hangar and bring your friends and fly helicopters.
Oh my god, you could do an aviation thing. There's a martini called an aviation with Jen.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's good.
Whoa.
It's good.
We'll have to have some people try that sometime.
Yeah, definitely. Have that in your Mile High package.
The aviation martini.
There you go. Absolutely.
Wow, what is in it?
It's gin, it's maraschino liqueur, I think. And there's one other cordial, and then it gets garnished with, like, a cherry. But it's, like, a purpley-blue martini.
That sounds fancy, Nat. What do you think?
It sounds like we should have one.
I agree.
It's like a Friday today.
I haven't made one of those in probably 4 years. I can't remember exactly what's in it. It's killing me now after all that talk.
I know.
I'm obviously a little rusty.
Your 40 hours did you well, sir.
Hey, I got a free T-shirt from that school because I graduated at the top of my bartending class. So.
That's awesome.
There you go.
You're smart.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you go.
Yeah. The competition wasn't stiff. So, they're all fine people. But, I don't really, you know. But, yeah, that would be interesting. I work with somebody who is going to be a pilot. He's going. I think he just got his private pilot license.
Ooh, where'd he go to?
Does CCBC have an aviation program?
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Okay.
CCBC, CCAC. They do have good programs. Actually, at the airport, Allegheny County Corporate Air owns an aviation. You know, they're an aviation company, but they also have a school there.
It's called
PFTC, and they teach people how to fly fixed wing. They have a great team of people there too. If anyone wants to learn how to fly,
airplanes. This is what I was going to ask. I forgot. Now, where is your hangar that you guys do the Pittsburgh one based out of?
So we, like the Pittsburgh hub, we have two locations. One is at the Allegheny County Airport.
Okay.
Which is out of the Corporate Air building. And shout out to Corporate Air. Thanks for letting us have the lobby space there. They're great to us. Awesome people over there. That's where we do our majority of our tours. Almost, you know, most of our tours.
Yeah.
And then also at Finleyville, we own a hangar where, you know, people can have a, it's more like a lounge, you know.
Yeah,
it's
Got,
it's got TV, it's got couches, you know, it's got a bar.
Yeah.
You know, it's a, you know, you bring your own, BYOB.
Right.
But it's got a bar and tables and it's nice spread.
Yeah, definitely. I was just trying to figure out when your flights, say you're coming into the city, which way do you come over, like Mount Washington, or which angle do you come in from?
Okay.
Does
so,
it vary?
Yeah, so if you think of a map, you know, of Pittsburgh on Google Maps, and you see West Mifflin, and you look up Allegheny County Airport. So basically, the 10-minute tour, we fly straight to the city, go around, do a loop so people can get a view of the city of Pittsburgh and come back. So it's basically coming out, you know, coming from the south, going up to the north.
Uh-huh.
Our 20-minute tour, we fly, you know, we fly east going towards the zoo.
Right.
And then actually pilot Chris got a little twist to it now. he's got a little twist to it where he goes to the zoo, goes, does a lap over the city of Pittsburgh, over the stadiums.
Yeah.
And so you can get the nice shot. And then he brings you back towards Kennywood.
Oh, that's cool.
And he
gets
you to see the parks and, like, you know, see all the people at the, you know, summertime. You'll see people at Sandcastle and stuff over, you know, Homestead. And then and shoots it back. And then the 40-minute tour, he actually goes towards the towards the Appalachian Mountains. There's like a little. It's a longer tour.
Yeah,
it's a 40-minute tour, and then he does basically, you know, some mountains, so you get some nice scenery of you get to see it from afar. We can't really go to the actual mountain itself since our rules are 25 nautical miles.
Right,
and our rules are 25 nautical miles out, and then we're limited to a 45-minute tour.
Yeah,
so. But he does, you get a nice view, and then, you know, he does everything else with a 20-minute tour, but you get more time in a helicopter, you get to see, you know, different landscaping as well, so it's really cool.
Well, I was thinking of the ground you're covering in a 10-minute tour, a 40-minute tour, you must, you know, cover some ground.
That's, yeah,
that
do.
Seems like more than enough time.
Absolutely.
Not that it would ever get boring, but like 40 minutes, I know how far you're traveling in the 10-minute tour, the 40-minute one.
Well, if you think about it, like, you know, if you had a highway go from the, you know, to go from the airport straight to the city and come back, you know, it's only about like 4 or 5 miles out, you know, and you'd be able to do it relatively quickly, but because of all the road and the aviation through the tunnels
and the traffic, construction,
potholes,
right,
oh yeah, and all of those.
So you
that's pretty much the only transportation around here that you can go without potholes. It's the Pittsburgh heli. So.
That's right.
Good point.
Yeah.
That'll really get
non-pothole transportation. That's the way to do it.
You don't sink into the pothole like
a
bus.
Yeah, right. Isn't that whole sinkhole? I forgot about that. That was.
I just saw that the other day on someone's post. It was, oh my god! I'm like, oh.
You're like, how does that happen? Pittsburgh.
Like the earth swallowed a bus almost.
It really did. That was intense.
Can you imagine being the bus driver that day, like not wanting?
I would
like,
have literally
somebody's
just sat there, like, looking down, like this is it.
You thought the guy that hit your car had a bad day. That guy, they were giving him some unpaid vacation.
That bus driver either loved it,
yeah,
or he like was never gonna drive a bus again.
Oh yeah, he had to have had his picture taken 800 times. Just everyone walking. I mean, how could you not?
I know.
It's a vertical, but it's like the size of a building when a bus is like that. But
yeah,
that's awesome. And is there, what is your website exactly? I just wanted to have everybody know it so they. Anyone listening?
Sure.
All the stuff.
PittsburghHeli.com.
Okay. That's what I should have remembered. No,
two H's.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, two H's.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. So, but yeah, check out their Instagram. Check out all their stuff. Their videos are really, really cool. Shay, did you have any other questions?
No. You guys went through absolutely everything.
Yeah. That was very informative. Amazing. And it was,
I don't really understand a lot, but it's extremely.
Apparently, I do, Shay. Apparently,
that's what
I
you're here for, Chris. Yeah.
No, but it's we're definitely gonna get signed up for one of those.
Yes.
We'll take pictures and stuff. But yeah, it looks awesome. And like I said, like what you guys did for the vets and the other company that did that, that's awesome. And I hope to see you guys succeed because it seems so awesome. You guys are. We're just meeting you now, but you're fun.
Oh my
gosh! Yeah, the room
great
lit up.
Personalities,
with both of you.
Yes,
so.
Yes,
you guys
definitely.
Are awesome. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, if there's anything you know that I could say, from my partner Ivan and I, it's like you know, shout out to all the people that have put all the hard work in to make it happen. Schley team from our company, everybody working hard, and letting us be able to do it. I know I spent a lot of energy out, you know, doing the helicopter thing, aviation, and my partner, Ivan, and a lot of our group of team helped support with it. And shout out to the heli team, Niecy, my wife, Niecy. She worked her ass off. Nat works her ass off. We work like nonstop, flyers, whatever it is to get somebody in the door to enjoy the experience. Myra, a girl that helps out on the weekends. She's great. She's bubbly, and she's available. Gotta say that.
Yeah.
My partner, Ivan, of course, he's been great as well. Pilot Manny that helped us get started. Miguel, Jessica, Chris, awesome pilots. Our kids, we put our kids to work.
Good, get snacks, them started.
Pass out snacks, pass out flyers, whatever, you know. Wear the gear to school.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? Not to interrupt your whole thing, but my kids helped me set the setup here for anyone watching.
That's awesome.
And I rely on them more than half the people I know. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, you get them started young, you'll have reliable workers. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Like, David's great. Ellie, my daughter Ellie, she's like, she can like sell you a tour just by smiling at you. Max, Nat and Ivan's kids, Max and Sasha, thank you guys very much for your help. CESD, they've helped us with the development of our website. Lorena and Christina have been great and awesome to work with. Layla, our actress that helped us promote some of the videos. She's great. She's beautiful. She's awesome. Naz did a lot of the videos for us. And then we got Magic Nate helping us out with the Google. Damon Catanza, our new video guy. He's awesome. He's always on, you know, always there to help us out. Smitty, our mechanics, you know.
Yeah.
All the mechanics to help. There's a lot of
things
involved behind it, you know, all the mechanical work.
Smitty is a great mechanic name.
Yeah, he's a great name. His name is Johnny B. Smith, but Smitty, you know, we call him, goes by Smitty. He's been in aviation forever.
Yeah.
Helps keep everybody safe.
Oh, yeah, he has a very important job.
Oh, my God, He's been
very
there.
Very important.
Yeah. He's been there on call anytime we needed him, you know. So, you know, thanks for everybody that helped us put this, you know, this amazing thing together. So we're hopefully, Lord willing, only up from here.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I have one last stupid question. Now, just because you said it and Smitty made me think of it. Do you guys have any good nicknames, like flight nicknames, like Maverick or anything?
I love it. Yeah, absolutely. Actually, my dogs are named after pilots.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. So, unfortunately, Maverick didn't last too long. He was he had an accident, but we do have Sully.
Sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
Oh, Sully.
Sad. Yeah, Sully. You know Sully's, right?
Hudson.
Hudson River. Yeah. That's right. Sully, he's a mutt. He's adopted. Yeah. You know, funny story there. My wife, she loves animals like yourself. And she said to us when we were sitting, it was during COVID, everybody had masks on, and she said, whatever dog walks into that door is the one we're taking home. So you couldn't, like, go out to pick your dog and, you know.
Oh, wow.
And she, you know, luckily Sully came in. He was kind of cute. I said, well, before the baby, what if he has, like, you know, one eye and, like, three legs? And, you know, she says, I don't care. We're taking him home.
Yeah.
He came in. I was like, oh, thank God he's cute.
It's a awesome. Big gamble. Yeah.
And then we have our other dog. He's a puppy. He's a Belgian Malinois. He's not a mutt. He's different personalities.
Awesome. Yeah.
But we gave him the name Wilbur from Wilbur Wright. From the Wright.
Oh, Brothers. Okay. Yeah.
That's so fine.
Yeah. But yeah, Maverick, great name. Sully, great name.
Yeah.
You know, love aviation.
Yeah. I'm glad I got the references on him. There wasn't somebody that, of pilot that, you know, I had no idea. So good.
Yeah. I knew you'd get it.
Yeah.
You usually do.
Absolutely. But thank you both so much for coming in. Shay,
yes.
Thank you for joining us as always. Not that you know, but you know, you have to make a long drive out. She drives from Beaver, you know,
I know
to
it's
Bellevue.
Far.
From Beaver to Bellevue. Ooh.
It's far. I should take a copter next time.
Yeah, really. You'll get here in 6 minutes.
3 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, is that how long it would take? I bet
that's
you
what
it
she
would.
Said. Yeah. Oops. PG-13.
No, that's perfect. We're gonna.
That was so good.
Oh, that's Shay there saying how good it was.
This is right.
But yeah, we'll definitely get some. We got some good drops from today, Shay.
Awesome. Oh, yes.
So.
Google face, 3 minutes. What else, you know?
Yeah. But that's awesome. Thank you guys so much. Please check them out. We'll put all their information in our on our info in the comments and all that stuff below. But check them out. Definitely get a flight tour scheduled.
Yes, so, definitely. Yeah.
Especially with the leaves changing and all that stuff. I mean, don't steal a flight from me because I'm definitely going to book one.
From us?
We'll make room for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Shay, I can't always trust you, man.
Actually, Nat has the cell phone. She can take your credit card information.
There we go.
Sign you up for classes. Yeah. Sounds like you're going to be very good at it.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Honestly, great candidate. I'm so glad I'm not on the other end of this because I'd have been like, okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh. All I can say is we'll see.
You can do it. Yeah. I'm for it.
Yeah. I'm nervous. We'll see. We'll see. I'll talk to my friend at work about flight and see what he thinks of me.
Goes.
Yeah, if he thinks I'm cut out for it. But thank you both very much again. And
thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having us too.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So thanks for keeping it fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
And for your
thanks for being fun.
Here and microphone.
Oh yeah.
Have a conversation.
That's exactly how we want to have it. Because as soon as I start looking at this, then I'm going to clam up. And if I see this, and it's all a disaster. The more you think about it,
I stop moving and talking.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a deer in the headlights. Yeah. And there's enough lights around here, so
I love being able to see the video. I make him position the mirror so that I can see the video at any time I need to.
Well, you know what? I have, you know, when I sat down, I have this microphone right in front of my face right here, so you can't even see me, but you can see your pretty face. Look at that. Look at the side. Look at that.
Well, we try to work it so it does work, but it
works great.
Good.
Awesome.
Thank Everybody, check them
Thank
out.
You.
Pittsburgh Heli for Pavel and Natalia. For Shay.
Thanks for listening.
That's great.
Thanks for listening. We hope you had a good time. If you did, be sure to subscribe to the show to catch the latest episodes and share with your friends. We can't promise not to embarrass you. And if you just can't get enough, follow us on Instagram at poormanspodcast412, Twitter at poormanspod412, and Facebook. This is Pittsburgh's own Poor Man's Podcast signing off. See you next week.